理课堂听 class.com。
The Lord's Tabernacle. The Israelites were ready to do whatever God asked of them. Moses told them to prepare to work 6 days a week on the tabernacle. No one would work on the seventh day, which was the holy Sabbath. Moses asked for offerings to go into the tabernacle. People brought gold and silver jewelry and precious stones. Skilled carpenters began to carve the tables and altars. They hung beautiful blue, purple, and red draperies as God had said. This time, Moses knew the tabernacle would at last be completed. The great cloud the people had seen many times on their journey came again to their camp. It hung over the tabernacle and glowed so brightly the people could not go inside. The next morning, the cloud lifted from the tabernacle and began to move. This was a sign to the people that the Lord was with them, and they were to continue on their journey together. When the cloud stopped again, the people stopped too. They put up the tabernacle and went inside to worship. The people complain and rebel. Over 600,000 people had begun the journey from Egypt with Moses. Some of them seemed to be unhappy or dissatisfied all the time. The unhappy people did a lot of complaining. It made God very angry when the people complained. He had done many wonderful things for them, but they quickly forgot them. Not long after they left Mount Sinai, the people began to complain because they were tired of eating the manna that God provided every day. "I will send the people meat for a whole month," God told Moses. "They will have so much of it, it will make them sick." The next day, a flock of quail flew into the camp. There were so many, the people stayed up for 2 days gathering them to eat. The people who had complained the most ate too much of the meat. They got sick and died. It was a hard lesson for everyone. Moses led his people to the borders of Canaan, the promised land. As God had instructed him, he sent a group of men from the camp as spies to go into Canaan and see what the land and the people were like. After nearly 6 weeks, the spies returned. They brought with them all kinds of beautiful fruits. "It is a lovely land indeed," they said. "The people seem very happy there. They are big and strong. If we try to take the land, they will kill us." Caleb and Joshua were two of the spies who had gone with the others. "Yes, the people are mighty," they said. "But we have nothing to fear. God promised us this country. He will take care of us." But the people saw the other spies shaking their heads in disagreement. "We have come all this way from Egypt just so the Canaanites can kill us," they said to Moses. They complained louder and louder. God didn't like their complaints and threatened again to destroy the Israelites. But after Moses begged for mercy, God spared all but the 10 spies who had given a bad report. Shortly after they returned to the desert, a man named Korah got some of his friends and some of the Israelite leaders to rebel against Moses. When Moses heard what they were up to, he told them to come to the tabernacle the next day with a cup for burning incense. A great crowd gathered around Korah and his men. Moses and Aaron stood to one side and Korah on the other.
"God will now show you who should be your leaders," Moses said to the people. "If these men live, then I am not the one. But if the earth opens to take them, you will know that God has chosen Aaron and me." Just then, the ground underneath Korah opened up and swallowed him and all his men. The Israelites began to think that what had happened to Korah was Moses' fault. A group of them headed for the tabernacle. As they came nearer, the cloud of the Lord appeared over the tent. Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before the cloud. Moses prayed that God would forgive his people. Then God told Moses to get a rod from each one of the 12 tribal leaders and lay them before the tabernacle. Moses obeyed, and the next day Aaron's rod had sprouted leaves and fruit. That was God's message to the people that Aaron was his chosen leader of the tabernacle. Moses' failure and last speech. After many days in the desert, the people again ran out of water. As they always did, they went to Moses for help.
"You have brought us out of Egypt to this evil place," they cried. "Now we will die because there is no water."
God told Moses to take his rod and go to a nearby rock. "Speak to the rock so they can all hear you," he said. "Water will come out of the rock so everyone can get a drink." Moses went up to the rock. But instead of speaking to it, he took his rod and hit it twice.
"Listen, you rebels," he shouted. "Must I always get your water for you?"
Water poured from the rock as God said it would. God spoke to Moses and Aaron. "I asked you to speak to the rock, but you hit it. If you cannot obey me in front of my people, you will not lead them to the promised land." Then God told Moses to take Aaron and his son Eleazar to the top of Mount Hor. There Aaron died, and his son took his place as priest. All the people were sad at Aaron's death and mourned him for 30 days. After defeating the people of Midian, Moses described to the people how they were to divide the land of Canaan among the tribes. They were also to establish 6 special cities called cities of refuge and cities of safety. A person who killed another accidentally could go to a city of safety. There, they would be protected from anyone seeking revenge for the killing. Murderers would not be allowed inside a city of safety because they would have broken one of God's 10 commandments. It was time for the people to cross over the Jordan River into the promised land. Because Moses had disobeyed God by hitting at the rock with his stick, he would not be making the last part of the journey with his people. Moses gathered the people of Israel together one last time. He repeated the 10 commandments to them. Moses also reminded the people of all God had done for them over this long journey. Then God spoke to Moses. "Although you will never go into the land, you will see it before you die," God said. "Climb to the top of Mount Pisgah, and there you will see the promised land before you die." Moses did as God had told him. He told the people to welcome Joshua as their new leader. Then he went up on the mountain where he died. The people of Israel cried and mourned for Moses for 30 days after he died. He was the greatest leader in Israel's history.